So I will call to order this meeting on Monday, January 24th, a city council meeting. And we will start with a moment of silence, and then we will follow with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mr. City Clerk, would you like to do the roll call, please?
Certainly. We got Garth Baldwin.
Present, sorry.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
Karina Higgins.
Present.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
And Mike Hill requested to be excused from tonight's meeting.
Could we have a motion to excuse Mike Hill, please?
So moved.
To excuse Councilmember Hill.
Second.
Thank you very much. All in favor, vote aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
No opposed. So by 6-0, we approve the absence of Mike Hill. Okay, going on to the audience participation. If you are, do we have anybody, Sam, that is listening in from, logged in from outside?
Yeah, I do see at least a few different people that are not familiar, at least not council members nor staff that are listening in. I'm not going to read off their phone numbers or anything, but if they wish to speak, they'd be more welcome to unmute themselves and say so.
Right. Okay, for the audience then, if you wish to speak during the audience participation portion of the meeting, please use the raise your hand function via Zoom. Instructions on how to do this are at the bottom of the agenda as you are reading it. So I will wait to see if there are any audience, and you will have 3 minutes to have a conversation with the city council.
I see it looks like three people are here by phone and not by conventional Zoom. Am I seeing that correctly, Sam?
That is correct.
So how would they indicate that they'd like to speak if one of them did?
Yeah, there's the instructions at the bottom agenda for which number to press to unmute yourself. I'd have to go down. Yep. Yes, that's how that works.
Hey, Sam, we'll give them a minute or two to figure that out and participate if they so wish. Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm calling in. I'm not by computer.
That is fine. We can hear you. We ask.
Okay. Good evening.
Please state your name and your address first, and then you may proceed for 3 minutes to speak.
My name is Glorianne Tennyson. I am a Bennett from Blaine. I live at 3447 Woburn Street, apartment 269, Bellingham, Washington, 98225. Excuse me, six. Good evening, City Council members, Chief Tank. I hope the Blaine City Court is hearing, and especially the Blaine City Prosecutor. God made courts and municipalities to keep order to this world. I'm nervous, so I'm going to start shaking. In 2016-17, I caused the investigation into the Blaine Police Department. As the time's gone by and all the evidence has been gathered, it is not so much the Blaine Police Department as the courts. During court in Blaine, this is what Chief Tank said to me, and this is what it states. at about the time and date above while in the Blaine Municipal Court within the city limits of Blaine, Washington, Reggie Majar Manjumdar, the city of Blaine's criminal citation to Gloria Ann Tennyson for harassment. I did so. Rajiv then signed and dated the criminal citation and served the citation to Tennyson while court was still in session. End of narrative. End of narrative, and it should have the officer's name again. So I won't accept this. But what goes on is I have not harassed my mother. I have a charge on my name of harassment. And I was in the Whatcom County Jail, not in the city of Blaine Court, on 60 milligrams of Valium given to me for 6 days. I was hallucinating before court and taken out by ambulance, and I call it a witch hunt. And I would like to see evidence, or at least the ticket that was supposed to be written for me. I've asked for many months. The police reports are blank, and I told on Friday by Amy, they will always be blank because there is no evidence of harassment. And I did not trespass, but when you're arrested, you're guilty until you're proven innocent. And I would sit 6 weeks for a charge, so I asked my attorney to take me to court the next week. But I would like the Blaine City Courts investigated, and especially the prosecutor. I will not live with a charge of harassment on my mother. I grew up in that city, and small town corruption is the worst, is what I heard from my attorney. And Blaine has it at its best. Rajiv, I would like to see your evidence on harassment. And I would like to see the Blaine City Council do something about it, or I will go higher. I cannot talk to the Whatcom County Sheriff Department only through lawyers, and I wonder why. Olympia, I will go to Washington, D.C., and I'll start putting it in newspapers. I will not live with corruption. So, City of Blaine,
okay,
be
Gloria.
Checking in to
see right.
Doing about it.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for expressing your concerns. And we as a city council can only suggest that the processes that are in place for dealing with these continue to go forward. And as individual city council members, we do not have any control over the justice system. But thank you very much for bringing this forward. Okay?
First, you have to draw attention to your city council, and then you go on. Thank you very much.
Mr. Clerk, City Clerk, is there any other?
No, I do not see any at this time.
Okay, then we will move on. If you would be so kind as to outline the written communications then, please.
Certainly. So we have an email dated January 11, 2022 from Daniel Heverling regarding the summary schedule of prior audit findings. An email dated January 12, 2022 from Robert Hoffman regarding a disturbing newspaper in their mailbox. Email dated January 12, 2022 from Amanda Gain regarding COVID misinformation in their mailbox. Email dated January 13, 2022 from Michael Jones regarding flyers left in mailboxes. An email dated January 17, 2022 from Holly Cochi regarding the January Blaine legislative report. An email dated January 20th, 2022 from Joel Nielsen regarding the January Fire Chiefs report. And got a couple new emails, one written January 23rd, 2022, again from Holly Cochi regarding an additional January Blaine legislative report. And lastly, a new email dated January 24th, 2022 from Dennis Olson regarding Family Care Network.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, we have next the consent agenda, and items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on any item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. So the consent agenda includes a voucher memo, approval of bills $36,331.63, approval of 2021 open period bills $14,656.44, approval of January the 10th, 2022 city council meetings, approval of January 18th, 2022 special city council meetings. Do I have someone to make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Do we have a second? Okay, so motion by Councilmember May, seconded by Councilmember Davidson. Is there any discussion on the consent agenda? Then we will take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is approved 6-0. We have only one council action item tonight, and this is resolution 1876-22, plaza use leasehold tax, and Mr. Heverling is going to be discussing this.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and council members. So this resolution 1876-22 addresses the plaza use and would charge a leasehold tax to any business or organization that's using the plaza. Currently, it's the Drayton Harbor Oyster Company is there right now. So if we were to charge a tax on this, it would be 12.84% is the leasehold tax. And with Drayton Harbor, the annual use fee on them is $12,000 currently. So if there was a tax on that, it'd be $1,540.80. The leasehold tax is Washington state tax. We have to pay it anytime there's government property being used by anyone else, such as a business or organization. It's because there's no property tax that's being charged on that because we're government. So then the government charges a leasehold tax on the use of public property. So this resolution just gives two options to the city council. One would be to charge the 12.84% on whoever's using that plaza. The second one would be to amend the unified fee schedule and not charge the tax and just basically say it's inclusive. So then the city would pay that.
Okay, do we have a motion from any member to either adopt resolution 1876-22 option A, charging the leasehold tax of 12.84% on plaza use, or you could opt for resolution 1876-22 option B, not charging a leasehold tax of 12.84% on plaza use, which means the city will assume that responsibility. Do I have a-
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
I've gone on record already before, and when we established this use situation, we didn't discuss the tax, and I suggest that we move forward with the resolution to not encumber it with additional tax, and that we just go with the flat rate that we originally proposed. That's my proposition.
I second the motion to take option B.
All right. Is there any further discussion before we vote on option B?
I'd like to readdress this in a year or two though, because ongoing, you know, I don't necessarily think we need to eat it every year. But since we didn't mention anything about it to begin with, we at least need to give them the benefit of however long this initial lease is.
Is the term exactly one every one? Every year we can come at this freshly? Is that correct, how it is?
Yeah, it's a 1 year. So every year it's renewed.
Okay, so I really think that Eric summed it up correctly, that this is a matter of predictability, not a matter of what the fee should or should not have been. And so for predictability, we should at least leave this until the next time it comes up for renewal before we're looking at calibrating it differently than they anticipate.
But we sort of made a commitment, and mm-hmm. I think we lived through that commitment, and that next fiscal year, we revisit it like Councilman Davidson said, mm-hmm. and so I stand where I was.
Do any other council members?
I'm fine with this being a short-term offer or having this on the table for a short term, given the prior commitment that was made. But given the way that it's been discussed or presented, I just want to make clear that per the Department of Revenue's expectation, it's the lessee who is obligated to pay the leasehold tax. It's not the city that is obligated to pay this tax. And so what's happening is that the city is effectively reducing its what it's paying in fees. The oyster company is still paying for this leasehold tax. The city is simply reducing its amount that is being assessed. So I just want to make clear that the city of Blaine is not paying this fee for the oyster company, because that could be perceived as an improper gifting of public funds. And so I just want to make sure that's right. clear on the record, that the city is not paying this fee for a business in the city of Blaine.
Yeah, that is correct, Karina, and I thank you for pointing that out. Is there any other further discussion before we vote on this bill?
Madam Mayor, just yes. a point of clarification. The lease agreement and the unified fee schedule are not tied to each other with any kind of an update or amendment cycle. So if anyone chooses to enter into a lease agreement with the city while this resolution has modified the unified fee schedule, the tax will be inclusive in the total, so that just as Ms. Higgins said, our collected amount would be lower. So if council, so by that, what I'm getting at is, if for example, this user comes back to renew theirs before council changes the unified fee schedule, we will do it the same way again next time. So you always have the opportunity to amend the unified fee schedule. So if in a year or two this program's going the way you think it should and you like it, it would just stay in place. If not, we would need to ask you to have us create, you would ask us to create a modification and amend the unified fee schedule. We'll try to keep track of it and bring it forward to you, but just so you know, it's not an automatic that when someone comes forward, we'll say, do you want to change the unified fee schedule?
Could we agendize a codification of the unified fee schedule so that it correctly separates the prices we'd like to set separately from the fees in the way that we neglected to previously? Can we agendize that for sometime in the next month or two?
One month prior to the expiration of the current.
No later than 1 month prior to the expiration of the current lease with the Oyster.
Yeah, yes, we can do that.
Thank you.
Hey, if everybody is agreed on that and there's no further discussion, I'll ask for the vote. All of what we are voting on now, just to bring this back to you, is resolution 1876-22 option B. Not charging a leasehold tax of 12.84% on the plaza use. So with that, all of those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? No opposed, no abstaining. Therefore, that is passed 6-0. And that is our only action item for today. So, okay, we're going to move on now to commission, committee, and board reports. And does anybody who is already assigned a commission or committee report, would they like to give a report, first of all? From Public Works, anybody that was at the Public Works meeting, is there anything you want to?
Well, yeah, Mike's not here. And we did talk about it briefly. In our special city council meeting, but the Public Works Advisory Committee, which Mr. Hill and I are on, there was, and it goes into the email that was received by Dennis, the 22nd, I think is the date, Sam said, regarding the medical facility and whether there was any news on that. That was sort of one of the big points with the group. And Bernie can kick in with anything I'm forgetting. He or Greg were there. That was the one thing that sticks in my mind, which was that directed toward us as city council members was, what's the status on that? The other things were business as usual kind of things. You know, what we're doing, why we're doing it, where we're going with it. And I think all in all, the Public Works Advisory Committee is good with the trajectory of where the city is going at the moment.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now is just run through the list, and then I'll stop for comments at the end. So the first committee is the Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee, and that is Eric Davidson. The second one is Blaine Chamber of Commerce Liaison, and that's Richard May. The third one is Boys and Girls Club Liaison, and that is for Ryan Lopez. The Port of Bellingham Liaison is for Mike Hill. The Port of Bellingham Marine Advisory Committee at the moment is vacant, and I'll come back to that. The Library Liaison, I will just stop for a second and say that Karina Higgins has been away for the last little while, and so she didn't get an opportunity until this morning to weigh in on these committees. And because of her work schedule, I had kind of held the Library Liaison and the Senior Center Liaison positions for her, given that they are very flexible and not a specific time date, which would conflict with her work schedule. Now, in the meantime, Richard May has expressed an interest in Library Liaison. Richard, I'm going to ask you to get together with Karina and discuss the Library Committee and decide which of the two of you would like it, because that is the one committee that would work for Karina. The other one is the Senior Center Liaison, which she has expressed an interest in. And so I've put her name beside that. And again, that's another one that's very flexible. She can do it at her convenience. So Richard, I will leave it to you and Karina to just discuss that at your convenience and just let me know. So moving further on, the WTA board is Eric Davidson again. Small Cities Partnership is for Michael Jones and the mayor. The Whatcom Council of Governments is supposedly for the mayor or Michael Jones, but in fact, it doesn't need to be either one of us. So Richard May has expressed an interest in that, and he will be assuming that position. Public Works Advisory, as Garth mentioned, he and Mike Hill are on it. Finance Committee is Garth Baldwin, Eric Davidson, and the mayor. Now, the Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee, we have Ryan Lopez for that. And then Blaine Elected Representative for Marine Resources Committee, at the moment we have vacant. And then the final one, the Small Cities Representative for Incarceration Prevention and Reduction Task Force, is a county position, and Ryan Lopez is interested in that. So Mr. Jones, do you have any information on these two vacant committees, the Port of Bellingham Marine Advisory Committee or the Blaine Elected Representative for Marine Resources Committee?
No, I apologize, Madam Mayor. I did not have time after we met today to circle back to that and find out how frequently the Marine Resources Committee meets. I don't think it's very, I'm trying to look it up right now. I don't think it's very frequent, but it might be as frequent as once a month. And again, I just apologize. I haven't had a chance to find the information.
Well, I think that-
Madam Mayor?
Yes?
May I ask, Councilman Lopez, a question?
Yes.
Indeed.
Councilman, Greg Berg, our city engineer, and myself received an extensive package. It was either over the weekend or this morning from the Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee. Did you receive a similar package?
I did not.
Okay, so I'll forward you a package tomorrow morning. Please. And there's an upcoming meeting and telephone Zoom meeting coming up here.
Wednesday, 3 p.m., correct?
I believe so. Okay. So I'll get the package over to you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I marked it on my calendar. I know nothing's, I guess, made official until, I guess, this meeting. But yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
Yeah, there's a number of attachments, though, so it's pretty hefty.
Okay.
Yes, Ryan was aware a week ago that would be his committee, and he has done due diligence to investigate that to find out what's going on. Thank you, Ryan, for that. I think the marine environment has been around for a few millions and billions of years, so it probably can wait another week or two before we find somebody on the committee. Mr. Jones.
Yes, I did just find the information on their website, ma'am. They do meet monthly, the first Thursday of each month.
Okay, so that's a marine advisory, first Thursday. Okay, so that is the information for that committee. Mr. May.
Just to speed up a couple things here. You mentioned library. I was only interested in the library committee if nobody else was. So if Karina wants that she would have the priority on that. I have already attended a Whatcom Council of Governments meeting, and I have a brief report on that. Does anyone want that now?
Yes, you can give that now.
Yeah. So the Whatcom Council of Governments, the overall traffic plan for the whole county and the requests from the state government are part of what gets dealt with there. And the Marine Drive restoration is on the list of the things that Whatcom Council of Governments is working on. And the Whatcom Council of Governments actually has like a half dozen staff members and their own lobbyists that are actually seeking out from the legislators for certain funding requests. And so it was good to see that was on there. They also mentioned that the larger transportation package that was supposed to include some gas tax is unlikely to pass in the form that it had been referred to previously. So I tried to get a clarification from them, being that they were talking about a particular comments from a particular legislator. I was trying to get confirmation of whether or not that was going to impact our request for the capacity to have an additional border penny on the gas. And the people in the Whatcom Council of Governments seem to be less informed on that. But since then, as a separate thing from that, we've had some email traffic confirming that Representative Shoemake is still kind of holding up the gas tax, her original standalone gas tax bill as an entity, so that it would keep a visibility and a reminder that if they pass a mini transportation package, that potentially could still include our ability to have the capacity to allow our constituents to vote themselves an additional penny on our gas tax. That's my report. Thank you.
Good. Thank you very much, Richard, for that. I think that takes care of the committees. I'll look into these two empty committees, the Port of Bellingham Marine Advisory Committee and the elected representative for marine resources, and get back to you at the next meeting on those. So we will move on now to the department reports. And the first one is city manager, Mr. Jones.
Before we move on, there was the one last item of the small cities representative for the Incarceration Prevention and Reduction Task Force.
Oh, sorry, did I not mention that? That is also Ryan Lopez was interested in that. And
I heard that.
Okay, I must have missed it. I'm sorry. So then, yes, you were moving on to department reports. And I'll give Mr. Heberling warning that I will introduce him to give a little update on the audit report when I'm finished. But the news on news from the legislature, to add to what Mr. May was saying, was that the East Plain water pump facility will be submitted as a local community project request by the new senator. So that's a really positive thing, as well as our two representatives. That makes me somewhat hopeful that we will at least get some funding from the legislature out of the capital budget this year. And if things go very well for us, maybe the $500,000 we've requested. And I also just quickly wanted to let council know that there were two legislative items that I signed us in as supporting. The first is a grant program that would assist in paying for the costs in maintaining the data and the programs for body-worn cameras. So a grant program is hard to disagree with. And then the other one is a local parks funding bill that would allow for 0.1% sales tax to support parks and recreation funding, which is something that the city council discussed and took a position of support on last year. It's the same bill being reintroduced. So a couple sort of minor decisions on that. And that is all I have, but I will pass it to Mr. Heberling. We had our audit checkout meeting this afternoon, and he can tell you about that.
Mr. Heberling.
Thank you, Mr. Jones, Madam Mayor, honorable council members. So we had our audit exit meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So the state auditors did a brief presentation to the people that were on the meeting. So yeah, they let us know that this year's, or it was a 2020 audit that was just concluded. They issued an unmodified audit opinion, which is the highest opinion possible. And they also let us know that there was no instances of non-compliance or other matters that are required to report be reported. So we basically got a completely clean audit. They did issue an adverse opinion on our, because we're not following GAAP, but that's not an issue whatsoever. It's because we're a cash basis entity, so we don't follow GAAP. If you were a accrual basis entity, then you'd follow GAAP. So we always get that every single year, but it's not a problem. It was an excellent audit. They said that they had nothing that they needed to recommend. There's no management letter comments, nothing. So they also said how helpful city staff were, that getting them the information they needed right away. So it was a fantastic audit, especially being that we had a finance director that left in February and, you know, didn't have another finance director again until August. So Mr. Jones and the entire finance department, and specifically Carla and Christy, both did just an absolutely fantastic job to have this, the financial statements prepared so well. And that is, it makes the city look good. And it's also fantastic for when we go out for any sort of financing, you know, for the bond that we're going to get here for the sewer fix. Those things give us lower rates and make us a very good city to lend to. So that is fantastic news for the city of Blaine.
Yeah, I just want to commend the whole team, Carla, Christy, you, Dan, and Michael Jones, who all worked together under difficult situations. First of all, it was a one-year term for the audit for the first time. It was during a pandemic when we were juggling our finances right, left, and center. And so it is no small feat. The one question I have that I didn't get out of the meeting was, does that influence, excuse me, the fees that we pay for the audit or not? Do we pay less because there's no complications, or does that make a difference?
Oh no, that makes a difference. Yeah, when there's no complications, and especially when staff does a really good job getting information to the auditors right away, you know, responding to their questions right away, that absolutely makes our fees lower. So being the fact that everyone's so responsive to the auditors and that the statements were so clean, yeah, that helps us have lower fees. If we had findings and other issues and not getting information they need, the fees would definitely go up.
So again, this is when a city government works well, the citizens do reap the financial rewards from that. Okay, so on to calendars. Garth, I'm going to interrupt your Valentine's Day celebrations, but there is a city council meeting on Valentine's Day, the 14th. And I think that pretty much covers the calendars. Is there any council unfinished business? Any council new business? Okay, boy, it is 6:30. I think this is a just after 6:30. This is novel. Executive session. We always say approximately 6:30, and it never is 6:30. It's usually closer to 8 to discuss collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42.30.144B with no action to be taken. And how long do we think we'll be out?
We'll say 15 minutes with a possible extension. No action is expected when we come out.
Okay. So, Mr. Crawford, if you will get us a new room, please.
I certainly will.
Now, someone's got to adjourn the meeting, right?
She does. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of us.
All right. So we have come out of our executive session and we've had no action. So at 7:47 p.m., I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you, everyone.